Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Zvachim. We are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Evari Chatos and Savar Be'evari Ola. If the limbs of a carbon Chatos get mixed in with the limbs of a carbon Ola, so the halach is that Chatos can be eaten, but an Ola has to be burnt on the Mizbech. So what do? So Rabbi Elazar, Omar Yitein Lamaylan. You put all the limbs on top of the Mizbech. V'roa Anias Pesara Chatos Min Lamalan Kilu Heimetzim. And you could view the meat of the carbon Chatos as if it's wood for the Mizbeach. The Chum say, well, the Chatos isn't wood. You can't just put it on the Mizbeach and burn it. So Ta'aber Tzurasan, you have to wait till the Tzura of it disappears. I mean, you wait till the next morning where it becomes Nosar, it becomes Aser, V'yetzil Beis HaShefen. You're just going to have to burn it with all the other Pasal Karbanos. Moving on to Perches Mishnah Hey, Evarim Be'evari Bali Mumin. If the Evarim of a Karbanola gets mixed in with Evarim of Bali Mumin, of animals that have a Mum, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Karav Rosh Echem Mehen, if a Kohen brought the head of one of them, Yikrevu Kol HaRoshim, then all the other heads should also be brought, because you could assume that the head that was already burnt came from the carbon ola that had a mum, so the other ones are from the kosher carbon ola. I mean, you're allowed to be tole that you already took care of the one that had a mum, and therefore what you're left with are the kosher ones. Kro shalechel mehen, and if you brought the leg of one of them, yikruvu kol ha'krayim, you can make the same assumption. No, you can't always assume the best, you have to assume the worst, which means you have to assume that the one you have left is the Baal Mum, not the one you already brought is the Baal Mum. So even if you brought all the rest of them and you only have one left, you have to assume that's the Baal Mum and that you're not able to bring it. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if Evarim of a Chatos get mixed in with the Evarim of an Ola, we had a Machlok, Tanur Reb Lezer says you could just put it all in the Mizbeach and view the Evarim of the Chatos as if it's Eitim, and the Chum said no, you have to wait till it becomes Nosar and then you're going to have to burn it. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that if the Evarim of Kashra Ola gets mixed in with Evarim of a Baal Mum, Rabbi Eliezer had said that, so we also had a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where Rabbi Eliezer has said that as long as you brought something, you can assume that that thing that you already brought was the Baal Mum, and therefore l'chachil, you can go ahead and bring the rest of it, assuming that that's the Kashra Karban Ola. Whereas the Chachamim said, no, you must assume the worst, you must assume that as long as there's something that hasn't been brought, the thing that hasn't been brought is the problematic one. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parches Mishnah Vav.